fly tipping is a plague of the countryside, and the only ones to blame are people who dump their waste wherever they see fit. That's despite the many alternatives with home waste and public amenities available. One group have had enough of the dumping and decided to take action. Pure, who protect uplands and rural environments, have removed almost 4 million kilograms of waste in the Dublin Wicklow Mountains since they started in 2006. I'm joined by Pure manager Ian Davis.
Now, this is an area where nobody lives up there. It's a part of the Wicklow Mountains National Park. So it's a very remote, beautiful and scenic area. So we've groups going out there, and we have now nearly 3,500 volunteers taking ownership of the landscape and saying, this is our area. So stop your dumping and stop your littering. They see people on the road with Pure Mile high-vis vests. They have litter pickers, Pure Mile bags, gloves. The truck comes along, takes all the material that they gather and take it away. I remember going up into the mountains, and you would go up there and there were certain locations you wouldn't actually be able to go down the road. There was so much illegal dumping there. And I remember in 2008, we removed 440 tons in 1 year. There was a huge problem with illegal dumping in this location, and we needed to bring everyone together. So back in the day, when it was the bad days, as we call them, there was such a significant amount of illegal dumping. The truck was on the road every day. We were collecting tons and tons, and we were finding wash machines. We were finding fridges, furniture, desks, TVs, tires, construction demolition waste, domestic black bags, the kitchen sink, you name it. We were collecting it off the landscape on a daily basis.
What started in small numbers has grown massively. And if there's anything to learn from these sustainable movements, is that every little helps. What might start small can really grow massively, and collaboration is really key.
We started a project back in 2009. It was called Pure Mile. Very simple. The idea was we would engage and work with people within the communities and in the uplands to help us reduce illegal dumping. A very simple project. It was working together to improve and enhance our environment. The first year we had 5 miles, 5 areas. This year we have over 1,000 miles of roads, mountains, woodlands, valleys, forestries, upland amenities, car parks, pull-ins, even coastal areas. So you have all these people coming together to work together to reduce illegal dumping. And we are working with individuals now, communities, walking groups, hiking groups, running groups, cycling groups, scouts, beavers, cubs, schools, businesses and organizations. And it was obvious that we needed all of the stakeholders involved, because all of those stakeholders are impacted by illegal dumping. So basically, we have the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications, Wicklow County Council, South Dublin County Council, Dunleary-Rathdown County Council, Cuailte, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, and the Wicklow Uplands Council. Everybody coming together to work together to clean up the uplands, and we're engaging with them. So it's a mammoth project working with all of these individuals. But because of them, and the credit goes to them, because they're out there every day and they're doing litter picks, they're doing anti-dumping campaigns, they're doing clean up the Wicklow Dublin uplands. So we have seen, by working with communities and by creating a multi-disciplined approach to Pure, that we've seen a reduction. And it's all of those things combined: education, prevention, enforcement, engagement. So that's why we put it down that we have seen a reduction in dumping in the Wicklow Dublin uplands.
Since its inception, Pure has been recording all the fly tipping black spots across the counties, but their consistency, determination and work has paid off. While other counties are reporting an increase of illegal dumping, due to Pure's work, they've actually seen a massive reduction in fly tipping.
We have been recording every illegal dumping site by GPS, GIS database, recording every incident, removing every site, taking photographs of every site, so we'd know how many sites we collected in a year, how much tonnage we collected in that year, how many times that area was affected by illegal dumping. So we could have, say, 1,000 collections in 2008. And we would go, right, this one location up in the mountains has been hit 50 times. We know that this is a repeat offender. We know that it's happening regularly. And then we go back and look at these sites. So we can look back on what happened in 2008. And then we can get the same map and look at it in 2023. And that's how we can compare and contrast, by using actual data to say this site is not affected anymore. There's no illegal dumping there. And if you look at last year, 2023, we removed 120 tons. So that represents a 72% reduction in illegal dumping in this location.
While there are laws against illegal dumping and people can be prosecuted if found guilty, it's still not enough to stop people. But the work of Pure is really going a long way.
It cannot just be prosecutions and fines. It cannot just be CCTV or drones. It has to be all of the aspects, with education, with community, with sustainability, with ownership, with bringing people out to the environment for one. I actually believe that people want to make a difference. But through these litter picks and organised litter picks, and we call it, it's your land, take a stand. Join the Pure Mile. So you have 20 individuals walking the mountains who have never met before, and they're willing to get out there on a Saturday or Sunday and spend half a day collecting 150 bags. But the difference they make is unbelievable. Like yesterday, I was in the mountains and we had to cancel an actual event before because there was no litter. So we've got to this stage now. We've got so many groups, so many businesses, so many organizations getting out there and cleaning up the landscape that we're canceling events, not due to adverse weather, not due to wind, hail, rain, sunshine. They're out there and we're canceling it because there's actually no litter in the area.
For more information, or if you'd like to start your own group, go to pureproject.ie. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.